Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we are going to be starting a 3-part lesson. We will read the famous story, Hansel and Gretel.
Oh, yay! 我超喜欢这个故事的，就是糖果屋，对不对？有这个一个小男生跟小……哦，等一下，我们不能讲太多，因为待会我们来看课文的内容哦。
This is one of my favorite stories. I've read it at least 10 times in my life. So I know what's going to happen, but I won't spoil it for anybody. I'm not going to tell you what happens. We will have to read the story to find out.
Okay, 所以其实呢 ,Jeffrey 他看过十次,至少十次哦。I think I've read it at least, what?100 times?
No. 100.
Okay, wow. But there are actually a lot of movies made based on this story, right?
Right, there is a new movie that is an action movie, but...
right, okay, we don't want to talk about this too much, okay? We'll talk about it later on. Okay, let's check it out.
Hansel and Gretel. Hansel and Gretel lived with their father and mean stepmother.Their father was a poor woodcutter and didn't have enough food for his family. One night, the stepmother told her husband,
"Let's take the kids to the woods and leave them there. That way, we'll have more food."
Her husband didn't want to, but she said,
"Trust me.They're old enough to take care of themselves."
Hansel and Gretel overheard the plan. Gretel started to cry. Hansel told his sister,
"Don't worry, Gretel. God will look after us."
Word power!
Mean, mean. Billy is mean and always takes my lunch money. Billy is mean and always takes my lunch money.
Poor, poor. Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London.Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London.
Woods.
Woods. It's dangerous to walk in the woods at night. It's dangerous to walk in the woods at night.
Plan.
Plan. My friends and I made plans to go to the movies. My friends and I made plans to go to the movies.
Hansel and Gretel lived with their father and mean stepmother.
哦，一开始课文呢就说到这个男主角跟小女主角，应该他们都是小孩子嘛，就是 Hansel and Gretel， 他们跟他的爸爸还有坏心的继母住在一起啦。And we saw this word mean. What does it mean?
Mean, spelled M-E-A-N, is cruel or not kind. Okay. So for example, Billy is mean and always takes my lunch money.
Billy is mean and always takes my or his lunch money. 好，我们来看一下呢，一开始就提到呢，这个 mean 是什么呢？就是非常可恶的，非常坏心的，非常卑鄙的这样的意思啦。那我们都知道很多童话故事里面呢，都会有坏心的什么人？ Stepmother 就是继母啦。A lot of mean stepmothers in children's stories,
right? It's true. A lot of bad ones. Like Cinderella, I think, also had an evil stepmother.
Right.
Now, step can be added to otherfamily members.
Okay.
So you could have a stepdad, a stepson, a stepsister, pretty much a step anything.
Stepsisters are also very popular in stories.
They were bad too.
所以呢继母呢我们既然这样可以推敲如果我们后面接 stepfather, 就是继父啦那当然呢你可以以此类推比方像是呢这个在 Cinderella 里面灰姑娘我们都有很坏心的这个姐姐对不对因为他们是可能因为嫁过来的但是跟你没有血缘关系的就是 stepsisters.
All right, back to Hansel and Gretel.Their father was a poor woodcutter and didn't have enough food for his family.
Oh, 所以因为他们的爸爸呢是一个非常穷的樵夫，其实基本上就是砍树木啦，或者是劈柴的人哦。所以呢，他没有办法给家人呢足够的食物温饱哦。
Okay, poor spelled P-O-O-R is an adjective.And it means having very little money, okay? Not having enough money for basic needs.
Okay.
Now, basic needs are food, water, a home, the things that keep you alive.
Okay, 我们来看一下 poor 这个字，它是个形容词，就是很贫穷的，或者是非常贫困的这样子的意思哦。And how do you use this word in a sentence?
Well...Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London.
Okay, Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London. 我们来看一下 Oliver Twist 这本书呢，它就是孤雏类呢，是有关呢一位伦敦贫穷小男孩的一本书哦。
One night, the stepmother told her husband, "Let's take the kids to the woods."And leave them there. Oh my, this is so
no
bad.
No wonder she is mean.
Right, okay. 所以有一天晚上，这个很 mean、很坏心的继母就告诉她的丈夫说：“哎，我们把这个孩子带在这个树林里面，好不好？”然后呢，就把他们丢在那里遗弃他们喽。
I think this is maybe the worst stepmother I've ever read about in
a
story. She wants to take them out to the forest and just leave them there, run away. Because woods, W-O-O-D-S, is a noun, and it means an area of trees, usually smaller than a forest.
Oh, okay. 所以其实 woods 呢跟 forest, 他们两个都有森林的意思。不过呢据这个 Jeffrey 说 ，forest 是比较大哦，它树木可能比较多 ，woods 可能是比较小一点的森林啦。
And how do you use this word in a sentence? Woods.
Well, there can be dangerous animals in the woods, so it's dangerous to walk in the woods at night.
It's dangerous to walk in the woods at night. 意思就是说呢，在晚上走进树林里面是非常的 dangerous， 很危险的哦。
So the mean stepmother continues talking, explaining why she wants to do this awful things to the woodcutter's kids. She says, that way, okay, and she's talking about her plan, that way we'll have more food.
所以这里呢当我们用 that way 就是有着这么一来如此如何如何其实他就说把他们丢在那边这么一来诶我们就有更多食物可以吃啦
That's a terrible thought
Yep, she is a terrible stepmother I think most mothers and fathers and parents would give their own food to their kids butNot this one.
Okay, so 一般父母呢，当然都是把最好东西留给自己的小孩。不过呢，在这里她不是亲生的妈妈，当然呢，就是非常的 mean， 很坏心，很 terrible， 非常可恶的哦。
And the woodcutter's probably scared because the kids are, you know, they're
right,
just kids.
They're small.
They can't live in the woods by themselves. But the stepmother said.Trust me, they're old enough to take care of themselves.
Okay, they're probably, what, 12 or something?
Yeah, or not 7? Old enough. She's telling a lie for sure.
Okay, 虽然这个爸爸还是有点不放心啦，可是这个妈妈就说 Trust me, 相信我啦，他们已经长到就是够大啦，他们可以照顾好自己咯，这样子的一个年纪。这里我们看到Take care of, okay, 意思就是呢照顾什么什么这样子的意思啦。
Okay, and so Hansel and Gretel overheard the plan. They heard what was being said. Now, to overhear something is to hear a conversation that you weren't supposed to hear. So maybe some people are talking about me, and I walk by them, and I hear these bad things. Oh, Jeffrey's so bad. I overhear it. I hear something that they did not want me to hear.
Okay, 所以在这里课文呢是提到这个 Hansel and Gretel 他们怎么样 overheard the plan， 他们呢不小心呢就是偷听到这样子一个计划，想必他们一定非常害怕而且很伤心哦。那这里我们先来看一下 overhear， overhear 就是偷听的这样的意思，它的动词三态你可以用overhear, overheard, O-V-E-R-H-E-A-R-D, overheard. 所以呢如果你不小心听到一个东西你就可以说 I overheard something, I overheard some gossip.
Right, and what they overheard was the plan.
Right.
Okay, the mean stepmother's plan. Plan is a noun spelled P-L-A-N. And the plan is something you have decided to do in the future.For example, my friends and I made plans to go to the movies.
My friends and I made plans to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
我们来看一下 plan 这个字呢，在本课是当作名词来用，就是有着计划的意思。所以刚刚课文是提到 Hansel and Gretel 他们偷听到这个恶心的继母的计划咯。当然 plan 也可以当作一个 verb, 一个动词来用哦。OK, 像是 she planned to go to the movies.Okay.
And this is a terrible thing to overhear when you are just a little kid. And you're already poor and hungry.
Right.
Now you hear that your parents might forget about you and throw you out in the woods. Well, Gretel started to cry.
Oh, 所以这时候 Gretel 听到这时候她当然很伤心又很害怕就开始怎么样哭了。OK, 这里我们先来停一下。我们看到 start to...后面呢我们到底是要接这个原形动词还者是动词 ing, 有些跟 start 很同类型的动词像是 begin, like, love, 这些后面我们都要接什么呢，到底要接不定词或者是动词 ing, 其实呢我们要请教我们的英文快译通有什么差别哦。
英文
快译通
Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好，欢迎收看英文快译通，我是 Vincent。 动词啊可以说是整个句子的心脏，因此搞清楚动词的用法就成为学好英文的关键咯。我们就来看一下今天要为大家介绍什么样特殊的动词用法吧。相信各位同学都应该晓得，当句子当中出现两个动词时，中间多半需要用 to 隔开，然而某一些动词的情况会比较特殊，接在后面的动词一定要加上 ing, 例如像 enjoy,享受跟 spend 花费就是最典型的两个例子。然而英文当中有少部分的动词后面可以连接不定词 to v, 或者是连接动名词 ving, 两者的意思是完全相同的。例如在课文当中的 start S-T-A-R-T 就是其中一个例子。当 Greta 跟她的哥哥 Hansel 躲在房门的背后偷听到爸爸妈妈准备要把他们遗弃在森林里头的时候，Greta starts to cry. Greta 忍不住开始哭了。这句话也可以改成 Greta starts crying. 同样的，如果你读书读到一半，抬起头来看看窗外，发现外面开始在下雨了，你就可以说 It starts to rain outside. 或者 It starts raining outside. 类似这种用法的动词还有 begin, like, hate, prefer 等等。就让我们来造两三个句子吧。I like to watch movies. I like to watch movies. I like watching movies. I like watching movies. 我喜欢看电影。My sister hates to do the dishes. My sister hates to do the dishes. My sister hates doing the dishes. My sister hates doing the dishes. 我姐姐讨厌洗碗盘。He prefers to stay at home on weekends. He prefers to stay at home on weekends.He prefers staying at home on weekends. He prefers staying at home on weekends. 他周末的时候比较喜欢待在家里。这类的动词数量不多，而且都是相当基本的用字，同学们一定要记下来。另外，再跟同学提醒一个例外的状况，它是动词 stop, S-T-O-P, 停止。Stop 后面它可以接上不定词，它也可以接上动名词，两者的意思却是大不相同。举例来说， Sir, please stop smoking. Sir, please stop smoking 是用来告诫对方停止抽烟这个行为，这个动作。但是如果有人对你说 Let's stop to smoke. Let's stop to smoke. 那意思就会变成是让我们停下手边正在做的事情，一起出去抽烟吧。Stop doing something 跟 stop to do something 意思差非常的大，千万不要搞错咯。今天跟各位同学分享的东西呢，有点多也有点复杂，各位同学不妨在脑筋里面稍微的转一下，分析一下，那么这样子你就可以了解这当中的差异咯。英文快通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Hansel tries to be a good older brother. So Hansel told his sister, Don't worry, Gretel.God will look after us.
Oh, yeah, now, how nice.
Look after、mm-hmm. means watch and protect.
Okay, 所以在这里呢，当然当做哥哥的时候呢，就要比较勇敢一点。所以他就跟他的妹妹说，没关系 ，Don't worry, Gretel. God will look after us. 这里 look after 有着照顾我们或是看好我们这样的意思，所以最后他是有着不用担心上帝会看顾我们的，他一定会让我们非常的安全的。
Well, I guess that's the end of our first day article, but we're out of time. Let's now go to our wrap up.
So we've begun the story of Hansel and Gretel, a brother and a sister who have a father who's a woodcutter and a mother.Who's actually a stepmother that is very mean.
Okay, 所以今天我们认识到呢，我们初步的这个故事的主角，它里面有小男生、小女生 Hansel and Gretel， 还有呢，他爸爸是一个 woodcutter， 就是一个樵夫。但是呢，好可怜哦，他们的妈妈不是亲生的妈妈，而是一个 mean stepmother， 非常坏心的继母。
And because they're very poor, they don't have enough food to eat. So the bad stepmother has a plan.
Okay, 那因为他们非常的怎么样，很 poor, 他们非常的贫穷啊，所以呢，这个坏心的这个 stepmother, 就是这个继母，就开始想到一个计谋，非常坏，她心机很重。Plan 呢，在本科刚刚有认识到，就是计划这样的意思。
And she does not love the children at all because her plan is to take them out to the woods, to the forest, and just forget about them, leave them there.
Because she wants more food for herself. Okay, 她其实是想要把这些小孩子给遗弃，然后丢到 woods, 就是树林当中。那树林非常的危险，她想说管他们的，这样子呢，我们就有更多的食物咯。
But the kids hear this plan, so we'll have to wait next time, see if they can stop it.
对，其实他们有听到这样的计划，所以到底呢，会发生什么事情呢？只要锁定明天才会知道了。
Well, I guess we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.
I'd like to leave a message for Mrs. Lin.
I'd like to leave a message for Mrs. Lin.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim.昨天我们跟大家谈到了英文的电话用语，今天我们要继续教大家打电话时还有哪些实用的英文句子。假设今天你打电话给你朋友，比如林太太好了，但是她刚好不在，接电话的可能是她的先生，这时你就可以讲说 I'd like to leave a message for Mrs. Lin. 我想要留言给林太太。 Message 这个字就是讯息的意思，Leave a message 就代表留话、留言。Leave 我们都知道是代表离开、离去的意思。例如 ，I'm leaving for Kaohsiung tonight. 我今晚将启程前往高雄。而 leave 的另外一个意思就是我们本次的用法，表示留下。它的过去式呢是 left, left. I left my brother a few books. 表示我留了几本书给我的弟弟。假设你今天不是要留言给林太太，而是要给别人呢，那就直接在 I'd like to leave a message for 的后方加上对方的称谓，例如 I'd like to leave a message for Mr. Wang， 我想留言给王先生，是不是很简单呢？希望今天教的电话用语同学们都有记起来哦。接着就让我们来复习一下今天的例句吧。小聚会，我们下次见。
I'd like to leave a message for Mrs. Lin.
I'd like to leave a message for Mrs. Lin.
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel lived with their father and mean stepmother. Their father was a poor woodcutter and didn't have enough food for his family. One night, the stepmother told her husband,
"Let's take the kids to the woods and leave them there. That way, we'll have more food."
Her husband didn't want to, but she said,
"Trust me, they're old enough to take care of themselves."
Hansel and Gretel overheard the plan. Gretel started to cry. Hansel told his sister,
"Don't worry, Gretel. God will look after us."
Mean. Mean. Billy is mean and always takes my lunch money. Billy is mean and always takes my lunch money. Poor. Poor. Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London. Oliver Twist is a book about a poor boy from London. Woods. Woods. It's dangerous to walk in the woods at night. It's dangerous to walk in the woods at night. Plan. Plan. My friends and I made plans to go to the movies. My friends and I made plans to go to the movies.